With 23 victories and 31 starts, 11 Grade 1 trophies, and over $7.5 million in earnings, it is safe to say that Wise Dan has taken trainer Charlie Lopresti on the ride of his life.
We've had him since he's been a baby, and he's taken me places, and all of us, all my crew, everybody, Mr. Fink, he's taken us places that we've never thought we would ever go. So whatever happens from here on in is gravy. I mean, the biggest thing is that he's alive, he's well, he's done a lot, and I can't ask him to do any more. If he does, that's great, but I'm just happy with what he's done.
They say never talk badly about a man's wife or his horse.
It upset me more last year that they just kind of everybody jumped off his bandwagon because he didn't go to the Breeders' Cup. But he won 3 Grade 1s. He won a Grade 2 at Saratoga after having his belly opened up for cough surgery. And that could have been a Grade 1 if you look at it. The way he had to run that race, he carried more weight than any horse carried in this country last year. And it was like because he didn't go to Breeders' Cup, oh, well, he's not the horse he was. And then they just, you know, everybody forgot about him. It upset me for the horse because I know what kind of horse he is and I know what he did last year.
You know a horse is special when even his competitors like him.
All the people on the racetrack, the exercise riders, not our exercise riders, riders that go by, good luck with the big horse, good luck with the big horse, even the trainers around here. But I think they all really like the horse and they want him to do well. And I think that's what makes me pretty proud of him is all the other people, what they're saying about him.
It's not easy to retire the stable star, especially when he's sitting on another Grade 1 victory.
It was a sad day, really. I had him on the wash rack. I noticed a little bump on his tendon. And you know when you see something and you think, well, it's really not there. Maybe it's just a bang or something. But the more I looked at it and the more I watched him walk around the barn, it just didn't look right to me. And that was Monday morning right before we were going to Woodbine. I was like, daggone it. I had the vet look at it. He said, I think we ought at least ultrasound. It may be nothing. And when we ultrasound it, we've seen a little outside edge tear. And we just couldn't take him, you know. I mean, the thing about it is if I ran him and he bowed a tendon or something like that, then, I mean, I just don't think he deserved that. And I didn't want to disgrace him and have him get beaten and knowing that he had something wrong with him. So it was really disappointing. I mean, for a couple of days, I couldn't even talk about it because the horse was doing so good. It was freaky the way he was training this year. I mean, he's worked, and everybody followed him, and everybody here at Keeneland saw how he was working. He was really slated to run a really big race.
Lopresti knows Wise Dan is one of a kind.
He's just a dream come true, a horse like that, and I don't know where I'll ever find another one.